The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, July 26th. We're talking about how most Americans are gearing up for a brutal heat wave and where wildfires have forced thousands of people from their homes. Also, mass protests around the world over new COVID-19 rules and why more restrictions could be coming anyway. Plus, a major rebrand for a Major League Baseball team, a turnaround for the cruise industry, and why your morning cup of coffee might start costing more. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. Firefighters have started to make some progress on the largest wildfire burning in the U.S., but there are still big challenges ahead. The Bootleg Fire in southern Oregon is now nearly halfway contained. That one has already burned through more than 640 square miles. It's forced thousands of people to evacuate, and it's destroyed dozens of homes. Overall, it's one of 86 large fires burning in 12 states. There are more than 22,000 firefighters battling the flames. In California, the largest one is the Dixie Fire. That one has leveled more than a dozen houses and other buildings in the Northern California town of Indian Falls. Several small communities have had to evacuate. Other very large fires are burning in Montana, Washington State, Nevada, and Wyoming, just to name a few. Fire crews are working 24 hours a day to get them under control. Some of them have traveled from all around the country to help. Another heat wave is coming this week, and this one could be the most widespread one yet. It's expected to bring higher than average temperatures coast to coast, along with very high humidity. Basically, this one could affect everywhere except southwestern states like California and Arizona, and the most northeastern parts of New England, like Maine. But the northern and central plains are expected to get hit especially hard. In Midwest cities like St. Louis, it could feel like 110 degrees outside. Texas and Oklahoma could also see temperatures in or near the triple digits all week. Forecasters say some areas will see a cool down by the end of the week. For others, the extreme heat will stick around through the start of next month. This is set to be the fifth heat wave in the U.S. so far this year. Huge groups of protesters, upset over new COVID-19 rules, rallied all around the world this weekend. One of the largest demonstrations happened in France. More than 160,000 people protested against their government's COVID-19 health pass policy. Basically, people there need to show a pass that shows whether they've recently tested negative for COVID-19 or been vaccinated. And it's mandatory to go to stadiums, concert halls, museums, or theaters. French lawmakers are considering making it mandatory at more places, too, like restaurants, gyms, public transportation, and retirement homes. Similarly, thousands of people in Italy protested the new Green Pass, which is the same kind of thing for the same kind of indoor venues. And thousands more people protested in Australia over lockdown restrictions. Greater Sydney has been locked down for the last month. People there are only able to leave home with a reasonable excuse. Well, huge crowds, who were mostly unmasked, held an anti-lockdown protest over the weekend. And now, officials say they worry the events might have led to more infections, and they might have to extend the lockdown even more. To be continued. Here in the U.S., public health officials are said to be considering new mask recommendations, even for vaccinated people. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN he's been in talks about whether the government should change up the guidelines. And for now, it seems everything is on the table. Right now, masks are only strongly recommended in social settings for unvaccinated Americans, but that could change soon on a national level. Already, some local areas like Los Angeles County are calling on all people to wear masks in indoor public places, vaccinated or not. Other local officials are hesitant to add any more restrictions, but many more are recommending vaccines on both sides of the aisle. Alabama's Republican governor is one of the latest officials to strongly endorse COVID-19 vaccines. Her state has the lowest vaccination rate in the country. So she says now it's time to, quote, start blaming the unvaccinated folks for COVID-19 spread. And she reminded people again that the shots are safe, free, and life-saving. The governors of Florida and Arkansas, where vaccination rates are also relatively low, also have been encouraging people to get their shots in recent days. As of this morning, about 49% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated. COVID-19 aside, a lot of Americans are getting sick this summer. The CDC says common colds are on the rise, even though normally cold season would be months away. Health officials say since most people were social distancing and masking during the usual cold season last winter, levels were unusually low. And now that people are socializing again, they are getting exposed to those viruses again. The other thing is, officials might just know of more people getting colds than usual. Before COVID-19, a lot of us wouldn't go to the doctor for runny noses, sore throats, or mild coughs. But now, people are going to the doctor to get tested for the coronavirus, and a lot of them are getting diagnosed with regular colds instead. Experts say if you have symptoms, you should still get tested to know for sure what you have. And no matter what the diagnosis is, it's good to fall back on the COVID-19 rules. Stay home if you feel unwell, wash your hands often, and wear a mask to keep others from getting sick. Much more news in a moment, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, is here to talk about why she's a fan of our sponsor, HelloFresh.
I know you have a busy schedule. Well, HelloFresh will help you cut out the need for stressful and time-consuming meal planning, as well as those last-minute grocery store trips. Instead, you'll have easy-to-follow seasonal recipes and all the pre-measured ingredients you need for them, enabling you to get home-cooked, delicious dinners on the table in just about 30 minutes. In fact, if you feel really strapped for time, you may even want to try HelloFresh's quick and easy meals. They include 15 to 20 minute dinners, breakfast on the go, and 10 minute lunches. I'm usually not that great in the kitchen, but whenever we get a HelloFresh box, I suddenly feel more confident and excited to get cooking and, of course, eating. My husband and I usually make the meals together and really have fun with the process from start to finish. HelloFresh also allows us to make and taste a variety of recipes and foods. It's America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy14 and use code newsworthy14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/newsworthy14 and use the code newsworthy14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping.
The Major League Baseball team that's been known as the Cleveland Indians for the last 100 years has a new name. The ball club announced after the 2021 season, the team will be called the Cleveland Guardians. The team colors will remain the same, and the script on the uniforms will stay as close as possible to the current style. Team owner Paul Dolan said the name was inspired, in part, by large stone sculptures that decorate the Hope Memorial Bridge in Cleveland. The structures are known as the Traffic Guardians. Before this, the Indians faced a lot of pressure to change the name, since there has been a national reckoning over names that are considered racist. The Washington football team is still working on a similar team makeover since it used to be called the Redskins. It's expected to reveal a new name and logo next year. Team USA had a rockier start than usual at the Tokyo Olympics. For the first time in nearly 50 years, the Americans didn't win a medal on the first day of competition. But our swimmers broke the drought yesterday. Chase Kalish won the first gold medal for Team USA in the men's 400-meter individual medley. Since then, other Americans have won gold in things like fencing and taekwondo. And as of early this morning, Team USA is now second in the medal count. Only China is ahead of us. A couple other popular events haven't ended too well for Americans, though. In gymnastics, Team USA finished second behind Russia in this preliminary round. The scores don't carry over to the team final, though, so the Americans could still come back and win a third straight team gold. On the basketball court, the American men's team also had an upset. Team USA lost to France in their first preliminary game. Before this, Team USA had not lost an Olympic matchup since 2004. But despite the loss, the men's basketball team is still in the running for a medal. All of this is playing out despite an ongoing risk from COVID-19. At least six American athletes have tested positive for the virus so far and have had to drop out of competitions. Overall, Olympic organizers say more than 130 people linked to the games have tested positive. All athletes are getting tested daily and must wear masks when they're not competing. The cruise industry is once again allowed to set sail without needing to follow government safety restrictions. This issue has gone back and forth for months. And this is the third change in just the last few weeks. Remember, the CDC's rules include setting up COVID-19 testing sites on each ship and restricting voyages to no more than 7 days. The federal government said cruise companies needed to follow those rules before carrying passengers again. But last month, a Florida judge decided the rules were too tough and that cruise lines didn't have to follow them. Then, a little more than a week ago, a federal appeals court overruled that judge and reinstated the CDC guidelines. But on Friday, that same court reversed its own decision, making it easier for more ships to set sail in the coming months. It's another setback in the auto industry. Starting today, General Motors is halting production on its larger pickup trucks and SUVs for at least a week. As the Detroit Free Press reports, the shutdown impacts most of GM's plants in North America. And it's all because of supply shortages. Remember, there has been a shortage of semiconductor chips for several months, and automakers can't finish new vehicles without them. The chips are used for things like monitoring engine performance, controlling steering, and powering alert sensors. GM says it expects production to go back to normal by next month. It looks like movie studios aren't ready to abandon streaming anytime soon. Warner Brothers says it is making 10 original movies for HBO Max that will debut next year. Warner Media owns both the movie studio and the streaming platform, and those 10 films will be available exclusively on HBO Max from day one. This move comes as the competition for fresh content continues to intensify. For example, Comcast recently announced that Universal Studios movies would start going to Peacock after theatrical runs are done, and HBO's deal with Disney-owned studios expires next year, so more of those are expected to land on Disney Plus or Hulu. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, here's Erica again with a quick word about our sponsor, Noom.
We've all felt that pressure to fit other people's expectations, whether it's about career, family, or appearance. But not worrying about what other people think or do and finding whatever works for you can be so freeing. So that's why Noom wants you to know you don't have to be on a strict diet or follow the rigorous gym schedules you might see on Instagram to look and feel your best. Noom uses a psychology-based approach to find a healthier balance that fits into your lifestyle. And that's the approach that tends to lead to real long-term sustainable results that you want. In fact, 80% of Noom users finish the program, and more than 60% have stuck with their goals for at least a year. No rules with Noom, just the knowledge and wisdom to help you build healthier habits. It's meant to be empowering, not stress-inducing. All you need is a daily 10-minute check-in. So sign up for your trial and get psychology-based support and motivation to reach your goals. Just go to Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, you can sign up for your trial at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Money Monday. Coffee prices are rising to their most expensive levels in nearly 7 years. Part of the issue is Brazil hasn't had the best weather this year, and Brazil is the world's biggest coffee producer. Recently, the South American country has dealt with freezing temperatures and frost, and the extreme cold happened on the heels of the most severe drought Brazil has seen in a century. The Financial Times reports the two extremes from Mother Nature mean farmers may not be able to produce enough coffee beans to match global demand. Two other countries that produce a lot of the world's coffee are Colombia and Vietnam. The Wall Street Journal says farmers in those places have done well, but there have been shipping delays. So the price for coffee has gone up about 60% since the start of this year. And coffee sellers may pass on those added costs to consumers. Economists say the price hikes are expected to continue into next year. All right, thank you for listening today. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.